Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversations are pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Did you bring your thinking caps? Because it's time to put them on. Because the conversation starts now. Looking at her, it will be 1 year that she had passed away, Dorothy. In a couple weeks, and I feel her spin and her energy even more.
Yeah.
Now than ever. And I look at myself and I'm like, wow, I'm turning into my mother.
They're close. This one I've learned, those that love us, whether they're in their physical body or their light body, they're always loving us. They can't leave us. They love us so much.
I know. And she loved me so, and I loved her. Like I love you, Brains. And welcome to On the Edge. The place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. And we're down in Australia with Dorothy Fraser. Dorothy has a goal and an ambition to build a quartz palace, Brains, out of quartz. Now, this is quartz, okay? But she's doing it, I believe, out of pink quartz.
Yeah, rose quartz.
Rose quartz. Look at that. What? A whole palace. Can you imagine the energy that is going to radiate through this place? Look at it, Brains. It is amazing. I want to ask her about her vision. I want to ask her about her dream. I want to ask her who in the heck is going to be the architect? You know, because one chip can splinter the whole thing. But when it is made and in love with the purpose, that it is just going to be a masterpiece. So let's welcome her to the edge. How are you, Dorothy?
I'm fantastic, April. Thank you so much for having me here. I'm really, really grateful.
I'm really grateful, too. I know. Put just push it up towards your camera just a little bit more. Look at that, Brains. She wants to build this.
Yep.
Out of that material.
Yep, I do.
What? Dorothy, why? Tell us why.
Well, I've been a spiritual healer for 30 years. And I've worked in different many healing modalities. And crystals has been one of my big things. And 20 years ago, I had a really strong vision to build a temple, this temple made out of rose quartz crystal. And I was visualizing it. And I heard very clearly from my guys, the time is not ready. It's not now. And then 2 years ago, and over the years, I've kept visualizing it and, you know, focusing on it, but not really diligently because I kept hearing it's not time yet. And then 2 years ago, I got a very clear message from my guys to do a vision board. And I use vision boards all the time with very good success. And I started a vision board for the temple 2 years ago and a GoFundMe campaign. I've got a great architect ready to go. He's amazing. He works with sacred geometry and geomancy, all that good stuff. And I've had his contract looked at by lawyers and they're like, yeah, good green light. And he's lovely. He's got really, we speak the same language of light all the time. So I'm just working on inspiring people about it and opening people to it. And, those that would like to get behind it through visualizer. I've got a lot of friends who have, I've got different postcards about it on their altars. So they visualize it and they pray for it, as well as in different cafes along the east coast of Australia. I've dropped these postcards in cafes and hairdressers and crystal shops that have allowed me to leave them in there. So I'm just opening it up and opening up more and more and more podcasts like this. Thank you very much, April, for having me in the temple.
Absolutely. But wait, let's dial back.
Yeah,
Number one, tell people the significance and the power of rose quartz.
Rose quartz opens the heart. It's the big love. It's like the grandmother that loved you, or your mother that loved you. Those of us that have been fortunate to have mother love or grandmother love. It's the big, gentle, kind hug. So what it does is opens up the heart. So having a temple, the floors will be rose quartz, the walls will be rose quartz. Having a temple built from rose quartz will actually open up the heart of humanity. That's the idea. Well, one of the ideas of what the temple is about. And the energy also is dedicated to happy, healthy, clean air, happy, healthy, clean waters, happy, healthy, clean earth, happy, healthy, clean universe. We live as a race of peace and total love, respect, and benevolence for all life. That's what the temple is really about. as well as
now. People will say, you know, what is the temple in regards to a religious doctrine? And they're going to ask that.
Love
is the doctrine, brains.
Unconditional love. All the way. For all life, for every blade of grass, every bird, every cloud, every water system, every race on the planet, whether they're a plant or a human, doesn't matter. It's love for absolutely everything, everything. Mm.
And so how long do you think it's going to take you to build this temple?
Well, because we're shifting dimensions, it's my belief, and because we're raising our consciousness as a race, there's going to be a whole lot of new, you know, we're in the Aquarian Age. Yeah, Aquarian Age is already 50 years advanced of what we're kind of working with already.
Right.
We're growing. So a whole lot of new technologies are going to be coming in every second as we evolve. So I'm not looking at it like that. I just every day see it's done. And so I'm not comfortable in that.
Now, you also said something that I have some questions on, a vision board.
Yeah.
I create vision boards, but I create a vision board that has obstacles and challenges because life is going to throw you a curveball from time to time. Mm-hmm. A lot of people use their vision boards as a wish list.
Yeah.
In my opinion, and we're going to get Dorothy's opinion, I think it is a place to create a strategy.
Yep.
A place for you to look at where you are, aspire to where you be, and reflect on where you were. Your vision can be shaded. Your vision can be changed. Your vision can be corrected. Always leave yourself space for that. Know who you are. Do the deep dive. Continuously ask the question, how can it get any better than this? And what else is possible? Dig deep into the subconscious mind because that is where it lives. Tell us a little bit about your work that you do as a goddess. You're a priestess as well, correct?
Thank you.
Tell us about that.
So I've been a spiritual healer or training spiritual healing for 30 years and working full-time for 20 years. And my background, my father, he was a shift worker. My mom had 7 kids. So I'm the youngest of 7. And when I was 26, I jumped out of my relationship that I was in with a very unhappy heart. I used to just visualize every day or pray for happiness. And then I started learning massage. I learned about crystals. I learned about Reiki and laying of hands and shamanic work, past life, future life, and theta healing, angel healing. So I've done a whole mixture of spiritual healing practices. And where the vision board for me comes in is what I do is I put a photo. This is what I do anyway, what I would recommend. Is you put a photo of yourself, you can either put it on your phone, do like a vision on your phone, or I've actually got a really big board and I've got an altar set up for the temple in my house full of crystals that represent it. And you put whatever it is that you're wanting. And then this is what I do anyway. Every day when I walk past or I think of it, I say, thank you, it's done. Then I give it to Creator, the energy that creates all life, the energy that gets the sun to come out, stars to come up, the rainbows to happen. And I say, here it is, like I visualize it with clarity. I put the words of what I'm wanting. I put the feeling into it. I receive it in and I give it back to Creator. And I say, Creator, I want you to put your magic on this. Show me. I want you to make it the hamburger with the lot. So that my jaw drops on the ground in the unbelievable awe you can bring into my life. So that's how I do vision board. That's how I do it and work with
it. Well, it's the whole process. Now, you also said that you were going to teach us not a ritual, but you were going to give us a gift. Tell us a little bit about that, what you're going to teach us.
Yeah. So healing, one of the healing practices I've studied in is called Theta Healing, and it's by a lady called Vianna Stiebel. And those that you know who work, you know, or trained in it, it's a phenomenal technique. Like I said, I've done healing for over 30 years, and this is the quickest healing modality I've trained in, theta healing. So basically when you focus at the top of your head, it changes your brainwave to an alpha brainwave. So we're more meditative and more calm. When you focus at the top of your head and say God, creator, source, like Buddha, Allah, whatever that is for you, it changes your brainwave to the theta brainwave. And I had ECGs put on my head when I was studying. I studied over there for 10 weeks in Idaho in 2010. So you can see when your brainwave shifted. And so when you say creator, it changed your brainwave to the theta brainwave or God source light. And that's the brainwave of instant healing, instant manifest. manifesting. So I'm just asking, with your permission, does creator permission to expand your auras to as big as creator would like it? And if there's any dents or cracks or tears in your auric field, I'm just doing that. If creator could seal it up for you, all you need to do is say yes. I just need your permission, or creator needs your permission to do this for you. So anyone that's listening or watching, if you'd like your aura expanded to as big as creator would like it, or divinity or source, just say yes and creator will do that for you. Is that a yes? I'm hearing a yes from everyone. Fantastic. And if creator could gather any soul fragments you've left on your journey from conception through to now, cleanse and purify them, bring them back into your body with love and light, just say yes to that and creator will do that for you. And then if creator could gather any soul fragments of anyone that shouldn't be attached to you, because the only real energy we should have or could have with each other is love. That's the true energy we want. We don't want people attaching to us or throwing negative at us. So creator could really clear those energy lines and send it back to those souls with love and light. Big fat yes, I need. If creator could also do what's called a soul healing to bring your soul back into wholeness, yes, I'd love to hear a yes. The other thing if creator could do for you is to really download into you that you understand and accept instant healing is real, that you know instant healing is real, and that you allow instant healing to be your normal. Big fat yes on that, everyone. Yes. And the other thing if creator could strengthen your psychic knowing, I'll just explain this first. So my understanding, as life experiences come in, when we respond through our mental body, we overthink, overanalyze, everything's tight and controlled. When we respond through our emotional body, it's drama, chaos. When you respond through your psychic knowing, vision, hearing, gut feeling, you have real clarity. You're a giant of light. I believe we're all giant of light. Your giant of light self, or higher self, or divine self, is the one then giving you the guidance. And when you respond to this guidance, you get grace 24/7. So creator permission to strengthen your psychic knowing, psychic vision, psychic hearing, and psychic instinct so that you follow the whispers, so that you live grace 24/7. Big fat yes on that, everyone. Yes. Woo-hoo. And if creator could also strengthen in you that you are downloading to, that you are master manifestors of the very best life for yourselves. Yes.
Yes.
Good. I'm just going to chant. I tend to chant. People that do theta don't chant. I've chanted for years, do harmonic chanting. It just takes me into a high place. I'm just going to witness the brightest, brightest white coming into you, April, and everyone that listens to this today or in a year or whenever, or hears it or watches this, it's going to all download into you so that you get this big shift of light coming through in a really kind, excuse me, kind, gentle way. So just close your eyes. I'm just going to have this big boy, this big, beautiful citrine crystal. I'm just going to witness this.
Yeah,
beautiful abundance and confidence there. So just letting you sit in that energy of the light. Thank you for allowing me to do that, or creator to do that.
You know what? I can't believe that was your voice.
Yeah. Harmonic chanting.
Wow.
That's beautiful. I've been doing it for years and years.
Wow. I mean, the frequency just, it was like an instrument.
Yeah.
Very cleansing, very healing.
Yeah, you can feel the cells vibrate. This is my understanding, that the cells are designed to heal and repair 24/7. When we have a negative thought or a negative feeling, what feeds the cells is love and light. And then when we have a negative thought or feeling, the cell has to grow either a growth or pain. So you want to shift the vibration of your cells. So you either bathe your body in light, like this big, beautiful cell right here, bathe your body in light every day, every cell. Like when you have a shower, you can do it. You're just witnessing light pour through your body. If you got angry, you witness that light, because it's just going to, if you have anger, you store anger, it's going to hit your liver. If you have fear, it's going to store into your kidneys. So if you've got any of those issues, you want to release fear, you want to release anger, and just witness light pouring into your body helps raise it. And sound also, is an amazing healing tool.
It is amazing healing tool, and it releases so much. You know, a lot of children here use drumming. If they are autistic or if they have anxiety or stress, they beat out those rhythms, and it really changes you at a nuclear, at a cell level. Tell us and educate us on crystals. People don't, you know, I have a store that I go to. Shout out to Slomo.
Hey, Slomo.
It is the coolest place ever. He has all of these crystals. I mean, I have some, and I really, you know, I really get into them, hold them, and the light. But people do massages with them. People do healing with them. People predict the sex of your baby with them. People just like them because they're pretty and they're colorful. What is the significance of crystals? And give us two or three that we should always have in our arsenal. I mean, you've got big ones and brains. They are not cheap. I want you to know.
Yeah. So this is a clear quartz. Clear quartz helps us to have clarity. So I work with clear quartz a lot. Like my house is full of crystals. I want to be as clear as I can. So I've got lots of crystals around my house to help me stay clear. It also helps to balance all your chakras. What our chakras are is light. Life force comes through the chakra systems to then stimulate the brain neurons, comes into the crown, third eye to help us to have vision, and also with our eyesight, throat chakra to help us to express, balance our thyroid. So if we've got a block in our chakras, or people that live in their mental bodies, they tend to store all their life force up, or more of their life force up around their head. So therefore they can have lower body issues. So clear quartz is an overall balance of all your chakra systems.
Yeah, that's what I heard, that it can really kind of incorporate any area where you're lacking with the clear quartz.
Totally. And it's just so potent. Like, it's one of the most powerful crystals. And it's also not only clarity, but it's an amplifier. So because I'm focused on constantly being aligned to my high consciousness and creator and divinity and the goddesses and all that, it amplifies that energy around my house. Often I'll go in the healing room, I'll go in one of the rooms, and my cat will be sound asleep with her paws on one of the big fellas. She's sound asleep with her paws on that. It's so cute to see. Really, really, really cute. The other crystal I highly recommend is selenite. What selenite does, it connects you to your pure consciousness, your soul, the divine light that you are. And I believe we are all giants of light in a physical body. And it's really soft, and it's kind, and it's gentle, and it balances your emotional state. So it's a lovely, gentle stone to open you to the light in a very soft, kind way. I slept with this big one for about 2 years, and my cat on the other side of me, just to help bring me into balance. It's a really beautiful balancing stone. And then the other one that I highly, highly recommend, you can never go past rose quartz. You can have truckloads of rose quartz in your house. It's just going to open you up to love, love, love. Love, my belief is that love is the greatest healing balm on the planet, and you can't have enough rose quartz in your house. You can actually put rose quartz in water and drink the water with rose quartz in it.
I know. I've given people some of it. That's very, very popular now, drinking the water, because it magnifies the energy. How do you clean the crystals? You know, I put mine out in the sunlight.
The sun, you can't. You know, you can't put, it's best not to put amethyst in sunlight, because it strips the color.
Oh, okay.
One. So some of them will strip the color. So moonlight is brilliant for crystals. If you've got crystals and you put them out on the full moon, the next day when you bring them in, it's like they're pumping with energy. It's like if you wash your clothes and they feel all fresh, or you put clean sheets on the bed, it feels all fresh. Your crystals just ping once they've been out in the full moon. It's like they've been had a big drink of light, and they just lighten up.
What is the history of crystals? How long have people been using them? And how did they discover the power of the crystal?
Well, I know they were back in Egyptian time, they were back Mayan time. All the ancient civilizations used crystals. The Atlanteans used crystals, the Lemurians, before they sank. Atlantis was full of crystals. I know I've got a very strong past life back in Atlantis. Most of us that are on the planet right now have had past lives in Atlantis and Lemuria, because we're going to bring, this is the theories that are out there, that the golden age of Atlantis that we've reached to, the peak of our amazing consciousness, we're going to actually rebirth that in and more and more and more. That's what we're coming in on right now, which is very exciting. So many of the ancient cultures have used them for, and Indigenous Australians use them for sure, for sure.
So what do you want your legacy to be, Dorothy? How do you want to be remembered?
What I love, my dream, my vision is that we have happy, healthy, clean air, happy, healthy, clean water, happy, healthy, clean earth, and we live this race of peace, in total love, respect, and benevolence for life, and a happy, healthy, clean universe. That's my focus every day. I visualize it, I feel it, I believe it, I hold that intention. It's so strong in my heart. It's the vision of my heart. So that's what I want, right across the board. And I just focus on that. And Spirit asked me to bring this beautiful crystal temple in. So I just listen to my guidance. I always listen to my guidance. Sometimes I don't. I do my best to always listen to my guidance.
We are a spiritual being living a human experience, and we're going to make mistakes. And, you know, sometimes we think that we can do it better than the message that we're given. It's like, you know, like children. You'll tell them something, oh, no, 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 mommy, no, mommy. But Miss Dorothy said. So you are the be-all, end-all. Please tell my brains how to get in contact with you, Dorothy. How can they support you in your efforts in getting this temple built so I can come and be a part of it?
Oh, I'd love that. Absolutely love that. Everyone come and hug it. You know, it wants to be hugged, all the crystals. It's going to be big crystals as tall as you in the gardens, the seven sacred gardens. It's going to be amazing. You can go to Love Planet. Oh, here we go. Loveplanet.com.au.
Loveplanet.com.au. And they will be able to get all the information. You know what? And support Dorothy in her efforts. Print a copy and put it on your altar. Send her some love and light. She's not trying to do anything that's out. She just wants to raise the frequency. And the more that we come together harmoniously, that is what this is about. This is about a unified message. It's not about Dorothy on a crusade to do this. She's doing this selfless so she can support us. Thank you so much, Dorothy, for being here on the edge. You are definitely a lightsaber. You really are in so many ways. And we appreciate you. We value you. And we love you. And I can't find my postcard, so I can tell you where you're at. But will you give us just a little chant, a little bit more chant before you go?
100%, happy to do it. So if everyone, if you just allow yourself to, if Creator could download into you, or strengthen, I should say, your connection to your divine self, your higher self, the giant of light that you are, the beautiful being that you are, and to really align you to the Creator consciousness, God, Source, Light, Buddha, whatever that is for you, Goddess, Source, so that it's really clear and strong, to clear all low self-esteem, like a love from self, and to download that you have real high self-esteem, high respect, and high love for self and all life. I'm just going to chant that in.
You didn't feel it, because I sure did feel it. I can only imagine being in that space with that crystal, with those sounds vibrating and bouncing off the wall, with a few singing bowls and maybe a funky bass guitar.
That's an idea.
I really think that that is amazing. Brains, thank you so much for joining and joining in on a new experience with me and my guest, Dorothy Frazier from Australia. We send you love, we send you light, we send you passion, we send you care. Go in and love, like, and share. Be sure to become a subscriber to On the Edge with April Mahoney. Again, love, like, and share. Thank you, my sister.
Thank you, April. Thank you, everyone. God bless.
Bye, brains.
Bye-bye.